You know, and he talks evil about her and all kinds of bad things. And when a man talks evil about his wife, you know, and doesn't love her like Christ loved the church, I can assure you something on the left half of his body is going to start giving him a problem in the very near future. And when it does, don't try to stand for your healing because you can't do it. In other words, Cheryl says the wife always knows, you know, when a young man and a young woman are old, makes note of her, come up and I ask the husband, how's your love walk with your wife if he's got a problem? And usually that's what they come up for because they got a problem. They come up and he said, well, I got this problem here with my left side or whatever. And I said, how's your love walk with your wife? And he kind of looks over and says, it's okay. And I look at her and I say, how's your love walk with him? And she starts crying. Hey, let me tell you, there's something rotten there. Don't you agree with that, Sharon? There's something wrong. Anytime, Cheryl said, always ask the wife. She knows. Always ask the wife. She knows. And she'll tell you. And so, but that's just the way it is. But men do not understand the importance of love. You have to walk in love. If you don't, you're not going to get healed. I don't care who you are. Well, you may be the wife, and you got a problem with your husband. And, you know, if you got an unforgiveness toward him or something, he's done something stupid or he's been mean to you or whatever, and you don't forget it and forgive him and go on. Now, how many times are you supposed to forgive your husband if he does something wrong? One time a day? Seven times a day? 70 times. How many times?
70 times seven.
400. I got to forgive that dummy 490 times in one day? Yeah. Scott says, yes, praise God. That's what I'm saying too. Yes, praise God. You got to forgive me 490 times if necessary. Now, how many people do you know in the church that does that? You ever met one, Bill, that was do that? Yeah. But, you know, Peter thought he was on safe ground when he said seven times in a day, didn't he? But when Jesus told him, no, not seven, but 70 times seven. Wow, that puts a whole new light on this, doesn't it? He says, run from anything that stimulates youthful lust. Follow anything that makes you want to do right. Pursue faith and love and peace. And enjoy the companionship of those who call on the Lord with a pure heart. That kind of narrows down who you can associate with, doesn't it? We, as Christians, should associate with those that love God with all our heart, with a pure heart. Is that the kind of people we should be around? If you're around people, in fact, one of my nieces was telling me, of course, I've been preaching this to my family for a long time, ever since I learned about it, but one of my nieces, I don't know how old, her name is Sharon, too, and she's about, I don't know how old Sharon, 40 years old, reckon, 38 or 40 years old. I mean, she told me down there Thursday. She said, Uncle Thurman, when I heard you talking about the sickness and disease and the misery and the tormenting spirits and all the things that happen to people that walk in disobedience, she said, here I am a professing Christian and I'm not walking in obedience. So she said, I listened. And I finally said, okay, God, what Uncle Thurman's teaching is what's in your word. So I'm going to straighten up my life, and I'm going to walk holy and obedient to your word, and I'm going to quit messing around, and I'm going to be a godly woman from this day forth. And guess what she said happened after that? That's right. Everything in her life started going good. She had awesome things happen, and her life been much more blessed, and she don't have no more sickness and disease anymore. Isn't that amazing how God's word works? I don't understand what we don't understand about this. Oh, but you must enjoy the companionship of those who call on the Lord with a pure heart. Now, a lot of people call on the Lord, but a lot of them don't call on the Lord out of a pure heart. And those are the ones that don't get their prayers answered. When you don't have a pure heart, you have trouble getting prayers answered. Verse 23 and 24. Again, I say, don't get involved in foolish, ignorant arguments that only start fights. If somebody starts arguing with you and you start having a problem, what's the best thing to do? Walk away. That's right. Walk away or shut up. You're exactly right. Just walk away. So don't get involved in foolish, ignorant arguments that only start fights. The Lord's servant must not quarrel, but be kind to who?
Everyone.
Now he could have done that a little different, couldn't he, Bill? I wouldn't want to be kind to everyone, but the king says I got to be kind to who?
Everyone.
Everyone. And wow, if he said it, that's what I got to do. They must be able to teach effectively and be patient with difficult people. How are you going to learn how to teach people the principles of the kingdom?
By example.
Huh?
By example.
Okay, by example. And another thing you can do is you can get in the Word so that whenever somebody has a problem, you can say, let me show you what our Lord said about this. Yeah. Open up the book and read it to them. Right, Kim?
Absolutely.
Is that the best thing you can do?
Absolutely.
Because a lot of people, you come in and say, you know, let me tell you this. And let me tell you, you're sick because of sin. You're crazy. But now, it's like that lady out in West Texas. We went out there here a while back, Dave and Cheryl and I, we went out there, and I was asked to come speak in a Baptist church on a Saturday afternoon. Now, the pastor and his assistant pastor had been here to two healing schools, so they knew what to expect. So they invited me out there, and we went out there. And Dave put the scriptures on the board and is on the wall. As he's putting them up there and I'm teaching, we go through about a four-hour deal. We come home, and Monday, there's a lady called me, and she said, Pastor, I've just got to tell you. She said, I've been a Christian a lot of years, and I'm a member of that Baptist church. And she said, I want you to know that if you hadn't had them scriptures on the board for me to look at, she said, in the first 15 minutes, I would have got out and walked out on you. Because she said, I knew you were crazy. She said, the scriptures you put on the board, I had never seen them. I've read the Bible from cover to cover two or three times. I had never seen those scriptures. And she said, when you started talking about that, I said, this guy's a false prophet. He's a heretic. She said, I'm out of here. But she said, when you put it up there, the references at the bottom. So she said, I turned over my Bible to that scripture and thought, my lands, that's what mine says. Now you see why it's important to teach people about the Word? Because see, if I hadn't had the Word up there for her to see, she'd have went away telling everybody, don't ever go look where that Thurman Scrivener is. I mean, that guy's a heretic. He's a nutcase. You know, he tells you about things that ain't true. I've been in church all my life. I've never heard that. But just because you never heard it doesn't mean it's not in God's Word, right? But anyway, she said, I stayed the whole time and I listened to you. And she said, I will have to say, I want some more of your teachings. See, I learned a lot. Well, hey, that's what it's all about. The Lord's servant must not quarrel, but must be kind to everyone. They must be able to teach effectively and be patient with difficult people. Let's see what he has to say about these difficult people in 25 and 26. Let's look at these last two scriptures here. They should gently teach those who oppose the truth. Do you know anybody that opposes the truth? Oh, lots of them. I mean, that's just like I got real tickled at Dave the other day. He was in a class with some men, and all of a sudden a man made a statement about something, and Dave said, you know, why don't we go to the Scripture and see what that really says? Now, see, that's the right way to do it. If he had just said, you know, that's not what it says. It says this. They'd all throw him out of the class. They'd have known he's completely crazy. But he says, let's go to the Scripture and let's see what that says. See, the problem is most people don't know where these things are found in the Scripture. But let me tell you, Dave knows where they're found. So he opens the Bible, he goes there and starts reading out of his Bible. All of a sudden, one of the guys steps up on the front of his seat and says, are you trying to tell me that God put sickness on us? They said, no, I ain't trying to tell you nothing. I'm saying the Scripture says it. Right there, God said, I am the one that put sickness upon you. And the guy, you know, he's got to double take it. Let me get my Bible out and let's read this thing. I mean, it's all over the book. Isn't it, Jack? Yeah, all over the book. I remember one time after Jack got healed, he came to me and said, Pastor, where do you get this that God is the one that puts this sickness on us? I said, well, Jack, come to the healing school Saturday. The first 2 hours, I'm going to use scriptures that shows you that God is the one that does this. Well, he came, and for 2 hours, I showed him scripture after scripture after scripture after scripture that says that God is the one that put this on you. Yeah, it's over there somewhere. Yeah, it's there. It's one of the healing schools way back there. Which one is it? Okay, maybe the title of his sickness caused by sin. But the first 2 hours, and of course then a few days later, he and I was in a car together going up north, and we're driving along there, and he says, you know, how did I miss that? I said, you know, I don't know. How did I miss it so many years? But I did. And he said, well, I certainly missed it, but once you see it, it's everywhere, isn't it, Jack? It really is. That's what Dave says too. But it says, you should gently teach those who oppose the truth. Because there's a lot of people in the church that oppose the truth. Cheryl says, this is it. Sickness is caused by sin. There is one of three. Sickness is caused by sin. Then it says, they should gently teach those who oppose the truth. And after you talk to these people and you're gentle with them, then it says, perhaps God will change those people's hearts and they will believe the truth. And when you teach them the truth, who's going to have to work on their heart? Isn't that something? You can't change anybody. Only God can change your heart or anybody else's heart. But if you're gentle and loving and walking in peace and doing all these things, love and peace and faith, and you've got the word hidden in your heart and you're teaching these people gently, these difficult people that don't want to be changed, and we got a lot of them in the church, a lot of people in the church, that if you try to teach them anything other than what they have heard Sunday after Sunday all their life, now, I mean, even pastors, it's so unfortunate. In fact, I remember that we had a new pastor down here, Justin. We've had several pastors while I was there. But one of them came in, and of course, you know, the average Baptist preacher has no knowledge of healing from God's Word. So there was a woman, it was his second or third Sunday after he came, and there was one of the women in the church down here that knew me real well, and she was feeling real lousy that Sunday morning, and she came to me and said, Thurman, would you tell our new pastor that right as the service, right after the first service starts, we get through with the announcements and all that stuff, before he starts preaching, I would love it if he would call three or four of you men down there and pray over me according to James 5:14, 15, and 16 because I feel so bad.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Use God's Mighty Weapons, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.